Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from Curacao. We are in the studio now. We have fast-forwarded back to Orlando, all the way from Curacao. And now we are in Orlando at the home base operation. It's kind of like a Christmas miracle that got us back here. But I hope you have enjoyed our supersized coverage of Christmas in Curacao. It was a special event for sure. I'm joined by CJ in the studio now.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, check one. Hello.
And you are here basically because I wanted to come back and have a face-to-face chat and be able to rub it into all my friends that I was in Curacao for Christmas and you weren't.
Haven't I suffered enough?
No, never. It's Christmas time. Yeah, this is the time where you do this kind of thing.
I was.
Rub it into your fellow man.
I was pretty naughty this
year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you heard the guy, you know, from Texas, the guy from him and his wife were there in Curacao with me at the Blue Curacao Distillery there in town. And he pointed out, he goes, oh, yeah, I used to listen to you, but I quit because I was really getting aggravated hearing you travel around the world and talk about how much of a great time you were having.
So that, you double down on it.
I did, because I was like, look, dude, yeah, you know, you're missing the point. I'm not doing this because it's abusive and it's, you know, makes me feel better about myself when I tell my friends, like, hey, you know, wouldn't you rather be me? I'm here in paradise and you're, you know, suffering back home in the cold.
I was freezing. It was really cold last
Yeah, they
Saturday.
Had a cold front through Orlando.
I mean,
But
50 to me with a breeze.
But basically, I am taking on the role of every diver man. Because when you go diving to a place like that, one of the benefits of being able to travel and dive in these cool places like Curacao is that you get to go back and rub it into your friends and, you know, make them feel bad about themselves.
Douchebag.
Well, actually, I do feel super douchey today.
Pardon me.
Which we got to talk about this. Here's some Curacaoan.
You're being very douchey.
Things that I picked up on my little adventure, and one is that they like the word douchey.
And that fits you perfect.
Yeah, t-shirts. You could get a t-shirt, a little license plate you put up on your wall. It'd say douchey or super douchey. Which somebody said, hey, you're kind of super douchey. I'm like, okay. And then I realized, like, that's how in the Dutch people say that you're sexy, you're cool looking, you're beautiful or whatever. And I'm like, really? Sweet.
Believe anything they'll tell you.
Exactly.
Huh?
Barry knows I was a typical tourist that fell for that hook.
But when we call you douchey, it means an entirely different thing.
No, it's a Curacaoan thing. Now that I've been there, anyone who calls me douchey means that they're thinking I'm a hot babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see this. But
I got the cup to prove it, yeah, that I am douchey indeed.
He's got a big,
super douchey,
a big coffee mug with big giant like raised relief letters. D-U.
From this day forward, I proclaim that any time on Scuba Radio when someone says I'm douchey, it is a compliment. Thank you very much.
Now tell them how you spell it. It's spelled a little differently than the
D U S H I. That's how I spelled it my entire life.
Okay, it's not D O U C H.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bag.
I don't even know what that means. But obviously you hear Barry,
yes,
our super fan from South Florida. He's here for me to rub it in and, you know, tell him he should have been there with, you know, with us, with the gang in Curacao.
You can't rub it into him too much because he pretty much lives on the water.
He does. Yeah. He can, well, he has a right to rub it into us when we're not diving in a cool place like Curacao, and he's in South Florida diving. He can do that, as every
you
diver
rub
should
it
be.
Into me a little more than Barry.
Okay, yeah,
I'll take most of it.
Yeah, so I'm super douchey. You're saying that Barry's just like douchey.
I wasn't really assigning douche levels.
Well, on a Curacaoan rating system, I think that's how it'd be.
Yeah, I'm Barry's super douchey.
He's just kind of douchey, and you don't even rate as a douche.
Thank you.
Or something.
I think that's a good thing.
I don't know. You'd have to ask some women I know.
You'd have to.
They beg to differ.
You'd have to ask the folks in Curacao. I don't know. Eric Douglas is with us, too. He's been avoiding the conversation because I think he's wiser than the rest of us. Is that right, Eric? Are you with me? No, he decided he had had enough.
He's had enough of your douchiness. What? Your douchebaggery.
Where'd he go? What happened? I lost. Oh my gosh, I lost both of them. They both hung up on me. What the heck happened there? Huh.
Don't know.
They were connected via the web, and I just lost them. So,
That net neutrality thing.
Oh, that's what it was.
They killed your speed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what happened? Everything just went blank. Everything just went blank there for a second. I lost them both.
Show's over.
Yeah.
Till next week, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric and I stayed. As soon as you started talking about douchey, that was it.
That was it. It was a curse.
It was the FCC.
It was net neutrality.
Oh, there he is.
You know,
first of all, I cannot see Greg, you know, about 6 foot something, like pale as the day is, you know, and them calling him sexy.
What are you talking about? They weren't calling me sexy. They were calling me super douchey.
That's supposed to be the new sexy.
Well, it is. Well, that's how they say you're sexy in Dutchillian, or I don't know what. It's Papamento or what?
Papamento.
So
they were
Pimento.
Saying that you look the Pimento.
Something like that.
Yeah, Eric is worldly. He knows. He knows this stuff, right? You can back me up. You wrote the book on Curacao, or at least a book that had Curacao in it.
Let's say a book.
Yes.
Yeah. Not the book, but a book. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know about this whole douchey phenomenon they have on the island.
I do. There's a couple of phrases in Papiamento that make you go, what did they just say?
Right. Well, you know, the T-shirts, when, you know, people are walking around with these douchey T-shirts that say douchey on them.
I remember seeing a billboard down there that said douchey on it. It was like, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I wanted to get a license plate because for some reason, license plate, Curacao license plate with a douchey on it is a thing. So I got the coffee cup that. That's the Curacaoan license plate. And it has the city front of Williamstad on the bottom. And then it has, you know, Bum Binny, what does that mean? Welcome or hi or something like that.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. At Curacao, and then their flag, and then it says in big bold letters, douchey.
I'd just like to see you with a shirt that says real douchey.
No, it'd be super douchey.
I'll make that.
Super douchey. I would
super
be super douchey.
I will I will make one up as long as you wear it.
What are you talking about? I feel, now that I've been to the island, like that, I feel Curacao.
You feel just like douchey. You feel just douchey, don't you?
Well,
he's especially douchey today.
I said, once again,
he's clean and fresh.
How many times do I got to explain this to you guys? I am not douchey. I am super douchey. All right? That's what they said, and I'm sticking to it.
Smells like vinegar.
You asked for it. You'll get it.
Yeah. No, it was a great time. It really was. All three of you shouldn't have been there, and anyone listening. I mean, I got to tell you, my expectations before this trip were kind of high. Honestly, I knew enough about Curacao and what diving they had to offer through friends and at some of the shows and stuff. But I got to tell you, what we experienced last week and what you heard on the show was the tip of the iceberg of what they have to offer there in Curacao. And we are definitely going to go back because my goal from here on is to make the world douchey. You know, bring douchey to the world. Because if that's what being super douchey is like, I'm telling you what, that's the place, that's where you want to be in life, is just on an island like that has beautiful diving sites and all around the island. And then, of course, the people are really cool. And the topside activities, they have the nightlife, they got everything you, and then some of what you'd want to do. But it hadn't lost the island charm. So it really kind of is the best of both worlds there in Curacao. But the diving, oh my gosh, it was a lot better than I expected. I mean,
is it
we
shallow
had,
or deep diving?
It was up to you because a lot of it would just be, you know, a shore dive right off the beach.
And oh, those are the best.
Yeah, you just shuffle off into the water, and you know, sometimes we'd have a wall, a pretty dramatic wall, to kind of go off, and you could go really deep if you wanted to, but or you could just hang up on the top of the reef. It was really up to you. I mean, the profiles were you know, varied wildly just because of that, and just made it so you could do as extreme diving as you wanted, or just take it really easy and, heck, not even dive. You could just snorkel. I mean, really, the snorkel sites were... I'll tell you what, some of the snorkel sites that we experienced on scuba were spectacular. Best I've ever seen. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
It's a jolly, jolly song. The song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding dong ding with love for our great king. For lo 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 lo. It's time to shine, it's Christmas time, as jolly as can be.
Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most bright with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Oh, I can laugh and I can smile and show my happiness. I feel such love, I feel such joy when Christmas time is here. I want to show you all my loving smile.
It's a jolly, jolly song, the song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding-dong-ding with love for our great king. Oh, lo, 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 lo. Let him
hear. Kind of brings a tear to your eye, does it not? You know, it's...
When you're picking out music... Mm-hmm. This never happens. Tell me if I'm wrong.
What?
You never, ever, ever have once, when picking out music for the show, gone, nah.
No. Man, you know, that almost crossed my mind, but I was...
Is there a bar somewhere? Well, I don't see one.
Well, there is obviously a bar.
It's down the street.
Not the bar in your kitchen.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, that song, I mean, I think this was, I don't know if the guy was Dutch or whatever, but he had a problem with the translation, I think, on his Christmas lyrics. They didn't seem to rhyme, but I figured, hey, it would be appropriate to debut a song, especially at Christmas time, today. And so, you know, I'm trying to make it more international because we were, you know, we were in a, it's funny, Curacao, the island of Curacao, is kind of off the radar of a lot of Americans. I mean, Bonaire gets all the diving publicity. You know, when you go to the shows, they've, you know, been promoting Bonaire as a dive destination for years. And you hear about Aruba because of, you know, like the cruise ships and the sailing that they have there. It's a very touristy island. And Curacao is like smack dab in the middle of those two. And it just doesn't get as much buzz in the industry, especially the diving world. And I got to say, that's what really shocked me is how great the diving was in Curacao. And there weren't very many Americans. There were a few. We ran into a few here and there. You know, the couple from Texas, they were coming out there for a week. So there's some people that know about it. But, you know, as they said, you know, the wife that was there at the liquor store, she wanted, or the distillery for Blue Curacao, she wanted to do some topside stuff while her hubby went out and dove a lot, or maybe she'd go out on the boat, but she wanted some stuff to do as opposed to have him just dive all week. So they kind of had the best of both worlds there. Yeah. What, Barry?
Greg, did you know the name of, I'm sorry, did you know the name of the guy from Texas?
Well, I mean, yeah, we had him on the show last hour, yeah. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, I was out for a
minute. You were sleeping as usual. I understand.
Well,
you can go listen like the rest of the class and get caught up.
We'll just call him Tex.
Tex?
Tex, okay.
Yeah, Tex.
Hey, CJ, I fact-check douchey.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Well, so
yeah,
did,
because I couldn't believe it meant sexy or something like that. It means sweet, nice, or good.
No, that's wrong. He's read it.
Yeah.
Read it to him.
Yeah.
CJ has it pulled up on the computer right now.
We've got a.
What does our computer say?
It says douchey is a common word in pimento.
Yeah. Papamento, which is a type of cheese.
The native language of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. The word douchey has a variety of meanings. Calling someone douchey means sweetheart, babe, or even sexy.
Hello!
Use it for tasty foods or to describe good things in life.
So not only was I sexy, but they wanted to eat me.
Ew.
I don't think that's right.
What a douche.
Douchey. I don't think you're supposed to say what a douche. That's not...
You know, no, I'm using the American version at this point.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to say that,
right.
CJ.
Douchey.
This is a Curacaoan word, or a Dutch word, that they use to describe sexy men.
Caraco.
Like a me.
Caraco.
Actually, I think they say it to guys. I don't know. I only saw it with girl shirts, I guess, now they think about it. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's defer to our Curacaoan historian, and that'd be Eric Douglas, world-renowned author. Do you know, Eric?
I think it's normally, well, like you said, it could be used for food and something else. I think douchey is the rough equivalent of us saying cool.
Right.
You know.
And God knows I'm that, if anything.
Well, of course. But yeah, I mean, we use cool for everything. So I think douchey, it's all about context. If you see an attractive female and you say she's douchey, it means different than when you're talking about your lunch.
Hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I don't know.
As in, this or lettuce Greg. Has wilted.
Those Dutch folks are pretty adventurous, so I don't know.
That's true enough.
There's Greg in swim shorts.
Right.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you had some little brights.
Little brights. You know what? You're talking about the Amstel Bright.
Right.
And I did have one. But
really?
I was very surprised to find out, as I said on the show last week, that all the dive operators and everybody we hung with in the diving community were not drinking Amstel Bright. Like, that's the tourist beer. You're a diver, you drink Polar. Where's that made? Miami.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah, well, evidently it's bottled in Miami. I don't know where it's brewed or something. But yeah, they said they don't really drink the Amstel Bright that much. Now, there was one. I think Hans. He told me that the Amstel Bright was better for you for whatever reason. I think it's brewed with sugar or something. Maybe that's why. But he was like, he says, I'm a chemist. I know. I know what goes into this stuff. You don't want to drink this. You need to drink this. So I didn't take his lead, of course. I wanted to be like the common diver man in Curacao. So I drank the Polars.
Put it in mouth and suck it.
And they come in these small little, like, 7-ounce bottles. So, you know, it's one of those things, like in Dominica, they have the, what do they call their beer there? But it comes in the same small little bottles because, you know, you're in a hot, humid climate. And the idea really is, like, you get in small bottles, you drink it quicker, and it stays cold. You know, it doesn't stay cold, but there's less for it to be, you know, get warm.
It doesn't get warm.
So, yeah. Because you drink it so quickly. Because it's small and cute. Cute and cute! So, there you go. Now you know what to drink. So you can drink your Pilar and walk around and be super douchey. And Curacao. And dive. Enjoy.
Now we know what to do.
Well, I mean, you know.
Eat the herring.
Maybe
the
not
herring.
In that order.
If I ever go there, I'm definitely getting a douchey shirt.
Well, sure. But I think you need to dive first. I think you got to kind of earn your cool.
Oh yeah.
In Curacao, you know, you don't just land, you know, and get out of the airport and then claim to be douchey.
I want to be a douchey diver.
You earn your douchiness in Curacao.
Okay.
After a few days of cool diving, awesome diving, you earn your douchiness. I'm Greg the Douche Master. Thank you. I don't think they use it like that, but we'll be corrected soon enough. More coming up. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, fresh from Curacao. I gotta be, you know, fresh and douchey at
gotcha.
The same time. Gotcha. Sexy is what that means in Dutch language. Beautiful. What is it? The other ones?
Sweetheart, babe, or...
Babe. I'm a babe.
Yeah.
In Curacao, yeah.
Don't ask me that again.
Okay. All right. So anyway, had a great time. Now, one of the cool things, as I've said many times already about Curacao, is they have so many topside attractions beyond the diving. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the diving, some specifics of some of the things that we got to do that I didn't probably address as well as I could have over the last week or so. But topside, we ended up the week... Williamstad, which is a World Heritage Site. And what is cool about that is we were there on the waterfront on a Thursday night. They have this thing called City Vibes, and we talked a little bit about it in hour one when I was sitting down with some of the dive operators, Nanda from the Dive Task Force and Victoria from Chatta. The Curacao Hospitality Association trade something. Yeah, one of it says
my favorite Stone song, by the way. Chatta, Shadoobe.
Chatta. I like it. That's pretty good. Anyway, we were talking about what they have topside, and they gave us some cool little Christmas knickknacks because there were Christmas lights all dressed up all around the waterfront there. And I mean, even when it's not Christmas, it's a pretty picturesque sight because all the buildings are different colors. And the reason they're different colors is because back in the day, supposedly the story is the governor or the mayor of the town, he was tired of the buildings being the same color, and he wanted the buildings to be broke up a little bit, so he passed some kind of ordinance that every house has to be a different color from here on out, and that's remained that way to this day. What people didn't know at the time when he made that proclamation. I said he owned the paint store of the town.
Brilliant,
so, yeah. So he was pretty wise businessman,
pretty savvy.
Yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Yes, the Santa here is Comic Virus. Now I'm filling in, bringing toys to all the Gentile boys and girls.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving that little ditty for Barry, our South Florida super fan who's celebrating Hanukkah. Do you believe in Hanukkah, Harry, by the way, like we believe in Santa or no?
Hanukkah, Harry.
Greg, there's a button for that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but I do enjoy the holiday.
Okay. But you don't believe in Hanukkah, Harry, or you're not going to say?
No, I'm not going to say.
Okay. All right.
I'm too douchey for that.
But yeah, you're not douchey. You've never been to Curacao. So, you know, when you say it, it's pretty disgusting.
I
just for the record. Anyway, moving on. I am reflecting on my adventures in Curacao, filling in some color commentary. Outside of all the cool people that we talked to, all the dive operators. And, you know, we went down to Williamstad, which is this World Heritage Site in Curacao. It really is a must-see area that you have to go at least walk down the street at some point during your visit. And they got the shops, the restaurants, it's a waterfront. It's very colorful with all the buildings and everything. And they got this floating bridge that connects two parts of the downtown area.
Is that the bridge that Mike Scott jumped off to save
exactly.
The lady pilot?
It is. In Oil and Water, Eric Douglas's novel from, I don't know, it's been out a couple of years. Is that right, Eric?
Nope, right out a year ago.
Okay. And, you know, so we're sitting there on the floating bridge that connects these two areas. And basically, it's a floating bridge because ships come into the harbor right there and they have to, you know, go through this waterway, so they constantly are opening and closing this floating bridge that kind of folds out or swings out one way or another and lets the boats go by. It's a very unique, you know, contraption that they got set up there, and it has lights on it, plus there was Christmas stuff going on. We cross over the bridge to the other side of the downtown area, and I'm walking along, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's where Mike Scott jumped!
They should put a plaque right at that spot.
they should. And you know, it's amazing to read that book, Oil and Water, and then go in the spots that you describe. Because, I mean, you can so visualize it that he's right there and he's jumping in the water and doing this. And I don't want to give away the plot, but it's one of the big scenes in the novel, Oil and Water, that Eric has written. So when you did that, you obviously have been to Curacao before. Many times or just a few or what, Eric?
Twice.
So you just knew you wanted to work that scene of that waterfront?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a beautiful scene, period. I mean, especially at night, standing in the middle of that bridge and everything's lit up. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. But yeah, just the whole idea that this bridge is moving, you know, it's not a permanent bridge. It swings out of the way. And so it makes it temporary, so it adds a time element to the story and that sort of thing. So yeah, I walk across it probably half a dozen times and taking pictures both ways every time, going, oh, this is just cool. I've got to figure out a way to work this.
Oh
into
wait,
the story.
You didn't say this is cool when you were there. You said this is douchey.
Yeah, I said this is douchey.
Exactly, so douchey. And but yeah, I mean, it's interesting to go there after you've read the book. And you just feel like you're in the middle of the story. It's pretty impressive stuff. You've described it so well. Because I had been to Curacao before, but it was like 15 years ago. So I remembered very little other than when we went there 15 years ago with Scuba Radio. It was like the first kids' sea camp with my friend Margo, who I've known for many, many years. And she does this kids' sea camp thing that's turned into a big thing. You just Google it and you find out all about it. And if you ever want to bring your kids and give them a little introduction to scuba diving when they're in their, you know, toddler, just above, kid.
Adolescent.
Adolescent days. And they have a really cool program that they do. But We went on this thing, and I remembered very little other than the Sequarium that they have, and that was about it. Everything else has changed quite a bit, but for the better, I would say. I mean, the waterfront along where the Sequarium is and Lion's Dive Hotel, where we stayed the first half of the week, that is a cool place. And we hung out with the radio station. They have a radio station. I think it's called Dolfino or something like that. We walked down the little strip. I mean, it's a nice, just the whole beach area is in Curacao. I was really surprised how, you know, they're developed, but they're very, they haven't lost their island charm. It's not like they're developed and it's like buildings all over the place and it's,
no, you know, it's not Miami.
Exactly. I mean, right. It's not like South Beach or something like that. It still has a kind of a cool, funky island feel. Some of the bars have a cool, you know, tiki vibe or a bunch of douchey signs all over them. You know, it's hard to describe other than it feels islandy still. It hadn't lost its charm in that regard. But it does have, you know, all the amenities that you know, might come in pretty handy. You know, going in and seeing a Starbucks, you know, halfway through the week, I was like, hey, yeah, we got to go in there. I would like a toasted white chocolate mocha, please. And I did that, and I hung out with an actress from Holland. She was there, and she actually is appearing in a Coca-Cola commercial right now, Christmas-themed Coca-Cola commercial that's airing in the States, by the way. If you see the cook, that's her. Her name escapes me at the moment, but I'll pull it up for next week. But we, you know, that way we were having this cultural exchange with all these people from all over the world, you know, whether they're from Holland or whatever, and had all these amenities available to you to occupy your time and make the best of your surface interval. And the radio station, by the way, I got to go back to that real quick because I got to give them a shout out because they gave us a cool little tour of their facility right there on the beach, which, by the way, they got a pretty sweet studio. Right, they got the, you know, the studio windows open up right to the beach, and it's like you look out. I mean, oh my gosh, the view, spectacular. These radio guys got it down there in Curacao. But they gave me the tour of their facility and said, hey, next time you guys come to town, come on over, you can we'll do something and talk a little bit about Scuba Radio. And then I was listening to their show and I had no idea what they were saying, but I could tell they had a cool island vibe about them because they were talking, you know, Dutch or you know,
Papiamento.
Hollandaise. No, that's not it. That's a that's a sauce. Yeah, I don't
that's
know.
It's Hollandaise. But
yeah, okay. Well, in Curacao, you say Hollandaise, I say, yeah, whatever. But I don't think they were speaking Papiamento on the radio. Or what is it? Papiamento? I mean, that's
Papiamento.
Papiamento.
Well, the funny thing about Curacao is that they're so close to Venezuela, you actually get some Spanish. I mean, it's a Dutch island.
Yeah, but it's a big mix of everything.
You get Spanish influences in there. You get some of the native Aboriginal tribes are, you know, still influenced in there. It's just this mishmash of a little bit of everything, which is why it's Papiamento. I mean, it's not Dutch. It's not Spanish. Everybody, or just about everybody, speaks English, so you can get around with no problem.
Yeah, they did. Everybody had no problem. You know, speaking when they realized we didn't speak Papiamento or I don't speak cheese. What is it? You know, they would you know, adapt to you or, you know, English, and it was no problem. But yeah, you had a lot of different influences, and they said it is like a melting pot. But I will say most of the people that I met in the dive industry, all the dive masters and stuff like that, were from Holland, and they had grown up in Holland, and they decided I'd had enough of that place. You know, they didn't necessarily say anything bad about it, but they said they didn't like the weather. It was too restrictive over there. And, you know, I wanted to live the island life. So they ended up in Curacao. You know,
those damn windmills.
They had windmills in Curacao, actually, on one side of the island. Not many, but they had a few. They're pretty high tech.
So they were speaking Papiamento, and Greg was speaking Papiamento.
Maybe, you know. Was that or douchey?
Papiamento.
Mm-hmm. The American can't understand us. Yeah. We'll speak in this other language.
Well, you know, when they wanted to say something about you, they would talk to the other Curacaoan person and they'd say, Papiamento? Yeah. And then they go, blah, 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 he's an idiot. Blah,
they would
blah, blah,
point blah. To Greg and they would say, douchey?
Yeah.
He's really
douchey. No, they douchey? They go, no. So anyway, The interesting thing about that particular language, though, they told me, they said just like 20 years ago, they finally put it in written form. It didn't even have like the language, defined.
Like Klingon.
Exactly, until like 20 years ago. Yeah, actually, it might have had Klingon before they had Papiamento documented properly. So it's a very new language because it has been this mix of Caribbean, Spanish, and all this stuff that the islanders picked up. So there you go. You learned a little bit. And we got more to share next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Merry Christmas to you, and I apologize. But, you know, I came back from Curacao, and we ate a lot of food, a lot of great food. But, you know, when you go back from Curacaoan back to, like, American cuisine,
that's amazing.
Wreaks havoc on your digestive system. You hear what I'm saying?
I think we all heard that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So, look, a couple things I want to make sure I get out before we continue on and wrap things up for today's two-hour radio spectacular. I want to thank everybody who helped us run around the island of Curacao. Victoria set up our itinerary with Chata. Nanda's the president of the Dive Task Force. Everybody that we met at the different operators, from Mark and Susie, you know, we went Pegasus, we went thrusting together.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to just leave it at that. You can listen to last week's show and see what
I'm
saying.
More made up words, I think.
No, there's videos online about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was super douchey. I'll tell you that.
You're not going to have to step down as the host of Scuba Radio, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
No, no. It's actually encouraged on that, you know, with them, the dive bus.
Thrusting?
Yeah. You can thrust with the dive bus crew.
Cool.
Mark and Susie, they were awesome. But everybody was great. I mean, just we had such an amazing time. They really laid out the red carpet for the Scuba Radio crew, myself, you know, the Scuba Cowboy and Mermaid Tiffany. We just had a great time all the way around. And I just can't talk enough about it, honestly. And I'm sure they appreciate that. But it's the God's honest truth. They really were very, very accommodating for us. They did everything and then some. And then they were just so gracious. And you know, I've said this many times on the show before, in all the places that I've traveled, it really isn't the diving that ends up being the most memorable of from my trip many times. The diving's great anywhere you go, and it's definitely really good in Curacao. So I don't want to undersell that point, but what I remember over time is the people that we get to interact with on these different islands have these cultural exchanges between, you know, learning about Sinterklaas or whether or not you're douchey or not, and having that interaction with them, and all the topside things that you do on your surface interval. That's what kind of makes an island or a destination stand out in my memory banks over time.
That says a lot about the people of Curacao, because sometimes when we take these Scuba Radio trips, sometimes the best we can expect is to be politely tolerated.
True, true. They obviously have a ton of patience.
God bless them.
Yep, yep. And I will say, many of them didn't know that much about Scuba Radio. A few of the operators had just heard about it.
Probably for the best.
Yes. Yeah, that's usually a plus when it comes to us.
Haven't had a chance to offend them yet.
But even after, we did take the opportunity to offend them as much as possible. They still tolerated us. That shows a level of tolerance and inclusiveness that, you know, you don't get everywhere.
They could have just chucked you right off that bridge.
True, true. And that would have been, maybe a good scene for the next Mike Scott novel. Work it in, you know, maybe it could be in the new one that we're working on right now. Which brings me to Eric Douglas. So we'll just leave it at that. So, because there is some news we can share about the new Mike Scott release that's getting ready to be put out there. Am I right, Eric? Or what?
Absolutely. The new story is, it's actually available for pre-order right now. It's kind of my Christmas gift to the readers. You pre-order it for 99 cents right now.
Wow.
And it will be delivered to your pre-order the ebook version.
Right.
But it will be delivered to your ebook reader on Christmas morning.
How about that? So it's his Christmas gift to the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 99
but
cents.
If you,
oh,
if
my
you
God.
Wait till afterwards, the price goes up to $2.99.
Whoa, so whoa!
You can save a couple bucks and get a story to read first thing Christmas Day.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to save a couple bucks? And knowing that it's going to be there on Christmas morning just gives you something to look forward to. You'd be one of the first kids on the block to have this, you know, new release. And I will tell you that this is like, it's like the Scuba Radio edition of, well, Scuba Radio meets Mike Scott. This is like, what do they call that when, like, Scooby-Doo and...
A crossover?
Yeah, crosses over into another thing. The Scuba Radio crew are crossing over into Mike Scott's adventure world.
Like when Batman was on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, exactly. And who am I, Batman or Scooby-Doo?
You're Shaggy.
Really?
I don't want you.
You're Shaggy.
Doinks!
And I'm Batman.
Oh, okay. So I will tell you, I have obviously read it. It's based on our adventure in the Turks and Caicos from a few weeks ago, and I know everybody's going to thoroughly enjoy this. It is quite a hoot, and it's a quick read. You're going to love it. Order it now. Just go to booksbyeric.com and get all the info there. Eric, is that how they can do
yep,
it, or what?
Yep, it's right on the website, or you can go straight to Amazon. But it's also on iBooks. It's on Nook.
What is the title
the
again?
E-book readers. Turks yeah. and Chaos, Hostile
Turks
Waters.
And Chaos, Hostile Waters. It was named live on Scuba Radio by, Curly Johnson.
Right? I'm not trying to get credit, but that is an awesome name.
That is. He did it literally on the air, off the cuff. It was genius. He was high as a kite at the time, but hey, that's when the most creative.
the moment that flew out of your mouth, I went, that's perfect.
Yeah. Ah, good times. Good times.
You are so douchey.
During Christmas time. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we're in Christmas mode and holiday mode, and I love it. I love this time of year. You think this was bad? Oh, wait till next week when we do the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. It'll definitely be one that you will want to tune in for. So that's next Saturday. Make sure you tune in and enjoy all the festivities. Till then, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.